Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, you and I have talked for weeks about this sideways pattern with prices, and you got some feedback from your brother in Muskogee County. What did he tell you?
Well, he asked me if I was going to talk about the sideways pattern this next Saturday on SUNUP, and that if I was, then he was just going to turn it on in time to get Glenn Selk and find out what to do with his cows. What Chester doesn't realize is that there's a 92-cent spread in that sideways pattern, that we have uptrends and downtrends in that, and that shows the volatility and the uncertainty of our market today.
Okay, and there's no sibling rivalry there or anything, is there?
None at all.
None at all. Okay, you mentioned the uncertainty. There's some levels of that. Let's kind of talk about those prices first.
Well, if you look back over, say, the last 5 years, going back to, say, June 1 of 07, you can look at February the 27th of 2008. The Oklahoma cash prices were $12.58 a bushel. You get up to June the 9th of 2010, less than 2 years later, we're down to $3.08. That's a $9.50 range in a two-year period. And right now, we've got prices up. We've been talking about this sideways pattern running from, $8 to around $8.60.
Okay. Another level of uncertainty, of course, the economy, both U.S. and the world picture.
Right. The economy's playing a big picture. You've got the uncertainty, and we haven't talked about it a while, of what's going over in the European Union, Greece, Spain, Portugal, those areas that are having economic problems. And then you've got the cliff they're talking about, the economic cliff here in the United States that can happen after the first of the year. Tremendous amount of uncertainty in the world's economy and the U.S. economy.
The election's over, and of course that plays into even more uncertainty in the political picture and policy.
Yeah, there's, we can talk about the farm bill, and that we don't have a farm bill right now. We passed it. Senate has their bill. The House has their bill. We don't know what's going to come out of that. But you've also got the uncertainty relative to ethanol and relative to the fuels and the corn and how that's going to spin off on the wheat.
With all this in mind, what are you telling producers right now?
I think producers just need to ignore the uncertainty and concentrate on producing a high quality crop that the consumer will buy.
Okay, very good. And we appreciate Chester weighing in this week as well. Kim, we'll see you next week.